This podcast is a Star Radio production. Magnus, how do you feel about that? Stop licking the microphone. Hello, and welcome back to the Gloomy Star Podcast. I'm your host, Henry Vilvery. Today, we'll be talking to the host of the Foggy Jack Live podcast network. Here's your episode, and I hope you enjoy.
Okay, well, welcome back to the Gloomy Star Podcast. I'm Henry Vilvery, as I said in the intro, but today I'm here and I'm interviewing someone. Hi.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. So, can you tell them about your podcast first?
Yeah, so I am the host of the Foggy Jack Live podcast. It is a podcast that encompasses basically all of my interests, which are the paranormal, cryptids, and the haunt industry. We talk about anything from the haunted houses around town to cryptids like Bigfoot and Mothman to the paranormal, like the Sally House, and basically everything in between.
Okay, who's your favorite paranormal celebrity?
My favorite paranormal celebrity would have to be Zach Bagans. Since I've followed his show for so long, it definitely would be him.
Okay, at what age did you start to like the paranormal, and why do you think?
Probably around 12 or 13. It's probably exactly when Ghost Adventures aired, because that was the show that got me into it, was Ghost Adventures and a little bit of Ghost Hunter, but I never watched that one as much as Ghost Adventures.
Yeah. Do you think that there is a heaven, hell, or even an afterlife?
Yeah, I do believe that there is something after this. But as to what exactly, I'm not 100% sure.
And no one really is. Do you believe in aliens?
I do believe in aliens, yes. There has to be something else out there besides us on this small grain of sand in the endless universe.
Yeah. Have you ever investigated something or a house?
I went on a bus ghost tour. So they took us, we all got on a bus and we went around downtown and we had EMF detectors and we visited, places like, the Mason Temple downtown in Salt Lake. We visited, where Ted Bundy used to kind of hang out. Since he went to the University of Utah for a little while. And we went to a few other kind of haunted paranormal places. I got a few interesting pictures on the tour, and I got quite a few spikes on the EMF detector. But that's basically as close as I've got to actually doing a paranormal investigation.
Okay. Do you have any personal ghost stories?
Yeah, I have a few that I keep in my back pocket that I like to share. The one I talk about the most is I worked at a Halloween store, and a father and it looked like two twin boys came into the store, and we were all sitting up at the front greeting everybody that came in. and we watched him go to the back of the store where all the boys' costumes are. And we didn't think much of it. And then about 10, 15 minutes later, the guy runs out of the store. And we all kind of look at each other, kind of puzzled. And we're like, he had kids. And so me and some coworkers went around and looked around the store, all the closets, all the kind of places kids could hide. And then my manager ran outside to see where the dude was going. And he was already clear ways away to even be worth kind of chasing after him. And so we searched the store, and there weren't any little boys that were found in the store. And then also in that building, they had it was a really big building, and we only took up like half of the building. And so the other half, the mall would use to store all of their Christmas ornaments and wreaths and kind of stuff. And so if we were back there, and you could hear people like walking in between boxes, or you can hear them like chime like the bells that were in the ornaments. You'd see stuff out of the corner of your eye. It was a creepy place to kind of sit and work, but it was fun.
Let's see. Where can people find your podcast?
So you can find my podcast on basically anywhere. It seems like Spotify and Stitcher are the two easiest places to find it, because that's where I get the most listens. All you got to do is search Foggy Jack Live. I also have a YouTube page, but I don't post as many stories on the YouTube as I do the regular feed on Spotify and Stitcher.
This is a question from me. There's something about your podcast I don't understand. So is there more than one podcast on it? Because, like, I don't really know.
Okay, so, yes and no. On Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday are me talking about the paranormal, the cryptids and haunt industry. Mondays are the longer shows. So Mondays usually stretch now that I've started interviewing other people. They're an hour, hour and a half long on Mondays. So that's the Foggy Jack Live show. And then Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday are kind of my shorter shows. It's kind of just me coming on and telling the shorter shows that I found online, kind of like an example would be like talking about ghost camels in Arizona. I mean, you can't really talk long about ghost camels, but I just come on and I just have some fun talk about that. And then on Wednesdays I release Dealing with Demons. Dealing with Demons is a novel that a friend of mine, C.S. Freeman, wrote, or is currently still writing. And it's a book based around these two teenage boys who, through very odd circumstances, learn that they have to learn about paganism and witchcraft. And so that Vlad the Impaler doesn't take over the world is basically the easiest way to describe the book. There's a lot of things that go on in the book, and so those come out every Wednesday. It's just kind of like a 10-15 minute snippet audio book of the actual novel. And so I think now I'm on like chapter 3 of releasing them. So it's a fun kind of breakup of, you know, talking about the paranormal and stuff.
Okay. Well, just so you know, I'm not going to make you edit this. Just so you know.
Okay. That's fine. I don't edit my podcast anyways. I just kind of say what I want and go on with the day.
Let me see. Wait. When did you start your podcast? Did I already ask that?
I think I've released my first show April 22nd, I believe. I believe it was in April is when I released my first show.
Where can people, your Instagram, what's your Instagram?
So, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, all at the same username, which is at FoggyJack13. That's 1-3. All right, awesome. yeah, we can.
Now I'd like you to enjoy some of the weird bloopers from this episode of the Gloomy Star Podcast right after this short ad. Hello, and welcome back to the Brain Throw Up Podcast. Nope, it's not the Brain Throw Up Podcast. Blah! Hello, and welcome back to the Gloomy... Oh, God! Magnus! I messed it up. Cut that out.